I missed you last week. And, oh, thanks. So, like, last week I went running. I was in a half marathon race, for those of you who didn't know. And I've been planning for this for 2 years, if you didn't know that. When I started running, it was because I walked upstairs at REI and was out of breath. And I thought, oh, this, got to do something about this. So coworker and I started running. And then that turned into, you know, how are we going to improve this but by running races? That was kind of our goal along the way. I don't run with her so much anymore. But I still get a lot of encouragement from my family, coworkers, and such. And they ask, you know, how'd it go? And so the half marathon was one of the milestones. But all along the way, and then even since then, I've been thinking about connections, how much we are connected to one another. I missed you last week immensely. I can't tell you how much. And everybody met at Bruce and Bev's. And during my running, that was in my mind that you all were gathering. You know, I was running before you would have been gathering. I think, is there some way I can make it there? There wasn't. But I thought of the connectedness that we all share in various different ways. So as I was finishing the race, we got to the last 2 miles, and there was a small group of us that kind of separated us out. There was a couple other guys. There's this short, round Chinese girl that was huffing and puffing. Man, it was awesome just watching her, because you saw in her face and in her posture, I'm doing this. I'm going to do this. There's about four women about my age. And we were all there. I think all of us were out there for the same reason. And so those last 2 miles probably would have been the toughest, except for two things: my thoughts about you and this group of people that I was with. And it's that connectedness here, because we have a purpose for the reason we're meeting. And the same thing with the running, we had a connectedness because of what we were doing in this race. And so we got to probably the last 200 yards, turn a corner to come to the end, and one of the ladies, she taps me on the elbow and said, "Let's go." And we just started running. Whatever was left in me, in my legs, just said, "Oh God, no." But my head was just like, "Yes, let's do this. Let's finish the race." You know, we beat our bodies to do this. Let's finish the race. And that sounded so biblical to me. And I can't help but think, after I finished the race, I gave her a high five. We got a picture of both of us as we crossed the finish line, which was cool. I went over to my wife and kissed her. They put a medal around my neck and said, "Well done." And I was thinking, wow, that sounds so familiar. But it's all because of this connectedness that we share. The decisions that I make on my daily life, you know, to do this thing, that you make on your daily life to do this thing, the decision you made to get up in the morning today to be here, that means something because of our connectedness. And it's all tied together here because of the blood of Christ. And I'm mindful of why we do this. It's because of our connectedness and the blood of Christ. And I want to share that with you this morning, to know just how connected I am to you.